thank you so much for making time to join me on this first episode of Living the Gospel Podcast. Well, now let's get down to it. In a world where people are confused about Christianity, they do not know whether Christianity is different from any other religion. And yes, some are also bombarded by false teachings and false teachers around, whether on television, on radio, on the internet, and whether in books that they are writing. Several people are just perverting the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And yes, still others are also doubtful about whether Jesus Christ is the only savior of the world. Indeed, some are even questioning. The moment you mention the name of Jesus Christ in the discussion, it brings a sharp contrast with the other major religious figure in the world. All hell breaks loose the moment you mention the name of Jesus, because he himself said he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except through him. And lastly, I must say this, that people are also trapped in their sinful nature. They do not know how to even free themselves, and it is impossible, because sinful men are dead men who cannot even save themselves. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2 that we were dead in trespasses. You were, because if you're a believer, you were. But if you are still sinful, you are still in your Adamic nature, you are still dead unto sin. So it's important that we know the God of the Bible and Jesus Christ, his only Son, whom salvation and eternal life can be found in. That is important. Let me repeat that. Salvation is in none other except the Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of the living God. The Bible says that for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, he who believes in him will have eternal life. Eternal life is in only one person, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's hear from the Apostle Paul. In the first century, he wrote to the church in Rome. He wrote in Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17, that he's not ashamed of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God for the salvation of men and women. The gospel has the power to translate people from darkness into light. And in the book of Philippians, Paul writing eloquently. I love the book of Philippians, because this is where Paul really showered his joy, even though he was a prisoner. And in this book, Paul says that in dying or in living, he lived for Christ Jesus. And that is the bottom line. The gospel determines how men and women live their life and even die. I say dying because, you see, in living, we live just like Christ wanted to live. We live our lives unto Christ. We live in the manner of Christ. But in dying, we have hope for eternal life. We do not just die and 6 feet at last. No, because we know that in dying, absence in the body, present with the Lord. When we die, we are going to be with our Maker forever and ever. And for those who do not have eternal life, who have not trusted Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, they do not have eternal life, but they have eternal condemnation. And that is the most pitiable aspect of people who reject the gospel that we preach each and every day. Everything rises and falls on the gospel, as I will say. It's important and imperative that men come to saving faith, and we preach the gospel of Christ to them. We pressing the gospel to them. Paul says that knowing the terror of God, I persuade men. And so you can see the passion, and you can feel in my voice the passion in which I'm sharing with you, because I know the terror of God. The Bible says that in the time when God's wrath is being unleashed on earth, the Bible says that men and women, kings and queens, were saying that they would prefer that rocks will fall on them and kill them instead of facing the wrath of God. And that is why knowing this represents the gospel to you each and every time, so that you can come to saving faith. Ezra chapter 7 verse 10 says that Ezra prepared his heart to see God's word, to do it, and to teach it in Israel. Beloved, that is my mandate. That is our mandate on this podcast. I want you to join me on this podcast because we want to share the gospel of Christ. We want to help people to come to saving faith. We want them to live like Christ. Now, when you say somebody is a Christian, all we think about is that they go to church, they read their Bible, they pray, and that is all. But these are not evident, concrete evidence enough. When you read the book of 1 John, it gives you concrete evidence. Those who have believed in Jesus Christ, those who walk in the word of God, those who abide in him and he abide in them are those that are of Christ. We ought to preach the gospel. We might think that people have heard enough of the gospel. I can tell you, the true gospel has not been preached enough. The Bible says that until the gospel goes through all the world, Christ is not coming yet. So we ought to preach the gospel to men. Thank you so much. Pray that this podcast is going to help you to understand and live for the gospel. I plead with you. I beseech you that you share this podcast. Share it with your friends. Just share it on your status. Be an ambassador of the gospel. Just share it on your status. Share it on Facebook. Share it on Twitter. Share it and let it trend. Let people get to know what Christ is doing in the life of somebody like me and somebody like you as well. Whatever is good that somebody ought to hear, please don't let it just end with you. Share and share and share the podcast with every other person that you know. Create a broadcast list. Whenever I do an episode, please go ahead, feel free, share it with them. And then when they engage with you, see, I trust God and I pray that it becomes a tool that once you share with them, they will ask you questions and you will also take time to also share the gospel with them. It's as simple as that. So please, I encourage you to share this podcast. Share it with people who are near and people who are far. So I want to thank you so much for joining me on this first episode of Living the Gospel Podcast. I also want to announce to you that I have a blog that I've been writing for so many years now, just focusing on biblical writing and Christian blogging. And so you can catch me on www.ericorchard.wordpress.com. Let me repeat, www.ericorchard.wordpress.com. Please catch me on daily content I share on how to live the gospel and some experiences that I've also gone through as a Christian and as a believer. So I want to encourage you to join me for the next episode of this podcast. My name is Eric Kotre. I'm just a bond servant of Jesus Christ. I feel that people must hear the gospel. That is why I do this. It's not for popularity. All I do this is this, that Christ will be preeminent in our life, that the Bible will be the sole authority for us to live this life. Until we meet again, God richly bless you.